Infrastructure development is an important indicator of ISAF's role ensuring Afghanistan has a strong foundation to build a secure future. In that respect, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, or USACE, set down another marker of success. Colonel Peter Helmlinger, commander of the Transatlantic District of USACE, explains.
Today was a benchmark day in our relationship with the ABA because we transferred to them the authority to validate material testing laboratories.
The ABA is the Afghanistan Builders Association, a nonprofit trade group that represents the Afghan construction industry. Colonel Helmlinger formally handed over responsibility for the testing at a ceremony in Kabul.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a strong partnership with the Afghanistan Builders Association, as demonstrated in this ceremony today.
Abdullah Habibzai is a consultant for the ABA.
We provide capacity building services to construction sector of Afghanistan in general, and we want to ensure that they complete the projects on time, within the budget, with the required quality and safely.
Building materials like concrete and steel have to be tested and certified for use in USACE construction contracts. Ross Foster, a trained engineer and the Afghan Technical Support Team Program Manager for USACE, is confident that the ABA has the technical capability to verify construction materials.
We've had anywhere, for the last couple of years, somewhere in the order of 400 local national engineers working directly for USACE. And so we've had very close contact with them to be able to gauge what their abilities are, what their capabilities are. And we've been able to build a closer relationship through that with the ABA.
Habibzai, who is also an assistant professor of engineering at Kabul University, sees the recent development as a sign that his country is on a path to self-sufficiency in the construction sector.
We have been suffering from many decades of war, and recently, with the help of international donors and countries, especially with the generous help of U.S. Army and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, we have had some major improvements in the standardization of construction in Afghanistan.
The ABA is now lobbying the government of Afghanistan to adopt the same high standards for their construction projects as well. Getting Afghans to take on more of the USACE burden is key to a smooth transition. It also strengthens the local economy. Colonel Helmlinger.
Now, Afghanistan's back in the construction business and have been awarded a large share of our construction contracts.
Helmlinger says the construction industry represents 50% of gross domestic product in Afghanistan. And according to USACE, nearly $2 billion have been spent on over 200 projects in the last year alone. Projects that created 26,000 full-time jobs for Afghans. Construction projects, jobs, economic development, and self-sufficiency for Afghan institutions. All gains that show why a simple ceremony in Kabul marks major progress for a country in the midst of a major rebuilding. Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Rich Stoll.